This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast. Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so planning a wedding. It's kind of like trying to do like a million things at once.
It really is. It's so exciting, but it can also be super overwhelming.
Like, where do you even start?
Right. That's why we're here. We're diving into all those common wedding regrets. Those things that couples wish they'd known beforehand.
Exactly. We're basically giving you a cheat sheet to avoid those pitfalls and have a wedding that's truly unforgettable for all the right reasons.
We're going to be using the Engaged AF Podcast Episode 3 and their briefing doc to guide our deep dive today.
They're packed with some awesome tips and real-world advice.
Yeah, they're all about helping bold, modern couples create weddings that reflect their unique personalities.
Okay, so first up, let's talk photos and videos, because let's be real, aside from, you know, a brand new spouse, those photos and videos are like the only thing you get to keep from your wedding day.
So true. And they're not just pictures. They're like these little time capsules that capture all those amazing memories.
Exactly. So investing in a quality photographer and videographer is like seriously crucial.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And don't just go for the first one you find. Look at their portfolio, meet them in person, make sure there's like a good vibe.
Because they're going to be with you for like the whole day.
Yeah, you want someone you feel comfortable with, someone who can capture those candid moments.
Okay, next up, let's talk about something that's not always the most fun topic, but it's super important. Budgets.
Ugh, budgets.
I know, but hear me out.
Okay.
A well-defined budget is like your secret weapon against overspending and stress.
Absolutely. It helps you make smarter choices from the very beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, which things are worth splurging on and where you can maybe cut back a little.
And you know that Engaged AF magazine, they have a whole issue dedicated to budgeting.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the August issue, if you want to dive deeper into that.
Okay, now let's talk about wedding planners.
Okay.
Are they a luxury or a necessity?
Ooh, good question.
Because, like, some people love planning and coordinating.
They're like total type A personalities.
Right. But for others, the thought of it all is just like overwhelming.
Yeah. It can be a lot to handle, especially for larger weddings.
Exactly. So even if you're super organized, a planner can be like a lifesaver.
They take care of all the logistics, the vendor coordination, problem solving.
So you can actually enjoy the process
and,
you know, not have a mental breakdown.
Right. And speaking of wedding planners, have you heard of Epoch Moment?
I think so. What about them?
They offer this cool thing. It's like a no-strings-attached engagement session.
So you can basically test drive their services before committing.
Exactly. It's a great way to see if their style meshes with yours.
Okay, let's talk about something that you can't control no matter how much you plan.
Ooh, what's that?
The weather.
Oh, yeah. Mother Nature. She does her own thing.
Like, imagine you've planned this gorgeous outdoor ceremony and then, bam.
A thunderstorm rolls in.
Exactly. Or it's like a million degrees out.
You gotta have a backup plan.
Seriously. Tents, indoor options, plan B for your plan B.
The Engaged AF magazine has some good tips on that, too.
Oh, yeah. Which issue was it?
June, I think. They have a whole thing on navigating Colorado wedding weather.
Okay. So next up, let's talk about something that could be trickier than choosing a wedding dress. The guest list.
Ooh, the guest list. That's a tough one.
Because do you go big or do you keep it intimate?
Right. There's pros and cons to both.
Like, obviously, you want to celebrate with all the people you love.
But a smaller guest list can feel more personal and meaningful.
Engaged AF actually makes a good point. They say once you go over, like, 120 guests,
yeah,
it can become less about you and your partner and more about just, like, throwing a party.
It's true. You don't want to lose that intimate feeling.
So think about the atmosphere you want to create and prioritize those closest to you.
Quality over quantity, for sure.
Okay, now imagine this. It's your wedding day. Everything's running behind schedule. Hair and makeup took longer than expected.
Yeah.
The photographer's freaking out.
And you're about to turn into Bridezilla.
Exactly. All because there was no timeline.
A timeline is crucial. It keeps things running smoothly and prevents so much stress.
Seriously. Like your wedding day GPS.
Yeah.
It guides you from I do to let's party.
And make sure everyone involved has a copy.
Yeah. Your wedding party vendors, even like your mom who's always running late.
And here's a pro tip. Involve your vendors in the timeline creation process.
Well, that's smart. Why?
Because they have experience. They know how long things actually take.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like Epoch Moment. They're awesome at helping couples create timelines.
Okay, let's talk food.
Yeah?
Because a delicious wedding meal is like a guaranteed way to win over your guests.
Right. But you don't need to go overboard with some super complicated menu.
Exactly. Keep it simple. Keep it delicious.
Focus on a few high-quality dishes that everyone will love.
And don't forget about dietary restrictions. You want to make sure everyone feels included.
Absolutely.
Okay, now remember, amidst all the planning and the chaos, you're not just throwing a party. You're getting married.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the whole reason for the celebration.
So make sure you actually spend time with your guests.
Yeah, those people who came to celebrate with you.
Exactly. Like, visit each table during the reception or have a receiving line.
And again, a smaller guest list makes this way easier.
Okay, confession time. Have you ever been to a wedding where the couple looks like they're about to pass out from hunger?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it happen. They're so busy they forget to eat.
It's so sad. They're missing out on the delicious food they carefully chose.
So schedule dedicated time to eat. Have someone bring you a plate.
Or even sneak in a mini meal with your partner before the reception starts.
Epoch Moment actually recommends that. They say it's a great way to have a moment of calm before the craziness begins.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk personal touches.
Yes, your wedding should be a reflection of your love story.
Not just some cookie-cutter event.
So ditch the traditions that don't resonate with you.
Embrace the things that make you unique.
Like custom vows, signature cocktails, a playlist that screams you.
It's all about those little details that tell your story.
Exactly. And those personal touches don't have to be grand gestures.
Right. They could be small, meaningful things.
Like maybe a photo display showcasing your journey together.
Or a quirky theme that reflects your shared passions.
Epoch Moment had a really cool suggestion about that.
What's that?
They said to create pauses throughout the day for those special interactions.
Oh, I like that.
Like maybe a private chat with your dad after the first look.
Wow.
Or a quick dance with your grandma.
It's those little moments that you'll cherish forever.
Exactly. The ones that make your wedding truly unforgettable.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little moments that make your wedding truly special.
Okay, so let's talk more about those photo and video ninjas. I mean, those memories are going to last a lifetime.
They really are. You'll be looking back at them for years to come.
Exactly. So how do we find the right photographer and videographer?
It's more than just like scrolling through Instagram.
Right? You got to do your research.
Exactly. Look at full wedding galleries, not just those like perfectly curated highlights.
Yeah, because anyone can make a few photos look amazing.
Totally. You want to see how they handle a whole wedding day?
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Then don't be afraid to ask questions.
Like what kind of questions?
Like, how do they handle different lighting situations?
You're right.
What's their approach to capturing those candid moments?
Right.
Do they have backup equipment in case something goes wrong?
Yeah, you know the important stuff.
And most importantly, meet them in person.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Make sure you feel comfortable with them.
Like you could hang out with them all day.
Exactly, because they're going to be with you for a big chunk of your wedding day.
Okay, so let's talk budget again.
Oh, boy.
I know. But it's important.
It is.
And Engaged AF magazine actually breaks down average costs in their August issue.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah, it gives you a good starting point.
Like how much you should expect to spend on different things.
Right, because those Pinterest-worthy weddings.
Oh, yeah.
They can get expensive.
They totally can. But a good budget isn't about, like, depriving yourself.
Right. It's about figuring out what's important to you.
Exactly. Yeah. And then prioritizing those things.
Okay, so let's talk more about wedding planners.
Okay.
Because some people are like, I don't know if I need one. But honestly, they can be such a lifesaver.
They really can. Yeah. They handle all the logistics, the vendor coordination.
All this stuff that can be super overwhelming.
Exactly. And they can actually save you money in the long run.
Really?
Yeah, they know how to negotiate with vendors, and they have those insider connections.
Oh, that makes sense.
Plus, they free you up to actually enjoy the planning process.
Which is how it should be.
Exactly.
Now, remember we were talking about Mother Nature
uh-huh.
and how she can be a bit unpredictable.
Oh, yeah. She definitely likes to keep us on our toes.
So we need to talk about backup plans.
Always have a backup plan.
Like, what if you're having an outdoor ceremony and it rains?
You got to have a tent or an indoor option.
No question about it. And that Engaged AF magazine?
Yeah.
They have a whole issue on Colorado weather.
The June issue.
It breaks down the pros and cons of each month for weddings.
Super helpful.
Yeah. Like, maybe you want a fall wedding, but you're not prepared for snow.
Exactly. So it's good to be aware of those possibilities.
Okay. Let's move on to the guest list.
Ooh, the guest list.
It can be a bit of a minefield.
It can be tough.
Especially when you're dealing with family expectations.
Like you have to invite your third cousin twice removed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's your wedding.
You get to decide who you want to celebrate with.
And honestly, a smaller wedding can be so much more fun.
I agree. You can actually spend quality time with your guests.
And it feels more intimate and personal.
Exactly.
Okay, so timelines.
Timelines are your friend.
They are. They keep everything running smoothly.
Prevent those wedding day meltdowns.
Exactly. So make sure you have a detailed timeline
Share it with everyone involved.
and be realistic with those time estimates.
Things always take longer than you think.
Oh, they do.
Oh.
And build in some buffer time.
Yes. Always good to have some wiggle room.
Just in case something goes wrong.
Which it inevitably will.
Okay, let's talk food again.
My favorite topic.
Because everyone loves a good wedding meal.
It's true. And you want to impress your guests.
But it doesn't have to be super fancy.
Keep it seasonal, keep it delicious.
And most importantly, keep it you.
Reflect your style as a couple.
And don't forget about those dietary restrictions.
You want everyone to feel included and well-fed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so amidst all the planning and excitement, remember to take care of yourselves.
It's so easy to get caught up in everything else.
And forget about the most important people, the couple getting married.
So make sure you eat.
Yes, eat, stay hydrated,
And take breaks.
like sneak away for a few minutes with your partner
Just to have a moment of calm.
before you jump back into the craziness.
Okay, and finally, let's talk personal touches.
Yes, make your wedding unique.
Teach those cookie cutter
And
traditions.
infuse your personality into every detail.
Like custom vows.
Signature cocktails.
A playlist that's so you.
And those little details that tell your story.
Like a photo display or a quirky theme.
And remember that tip from Epoch Moment?
About creating pauses throughout the day
Yeah.
for those special interactions.
Like a private moment with your dad or a dance with your grandma.
Those are the moments you'll cherish forever.
It's those little moments, the ones that aren't like perfectly planned.
The unscripted ones.
Yeah, the ones that make your wedding day feel real and authentic.
So true. And honestly, those are often the most memorable moments.
Like the little mishaps, the unexpected laughter.
The things that don't go according to plan.
Yeah, those are the stories you'll be telling for years to come.
Okay, so before we wrap up, any final words of wisdom for our listener?
What would you say?
First of all, just breathe.
Yeah, take a deep breath.
Remember, this is supposed to be fun.
Don't get so caught up in the planning that you forget to enjoy the process.
Exactly. And don't sweat the small stuff.
It's all about celebrating your love at the end of the day.
And don't be afraid to break the mold.
Yeah, ditch those traditions that don't feel right to you.
Create a celebration that truly reflects who you are as a couple.
And remember, you don't have to do it alone.
You have your tribe, your wedding planner, your
All
vendors.
those amazing people who are there to support you.
So lean on them.
And most importantly, trust your gut.
If something doesn't feel right, don't be afraid to say no.
This is your day, your love story.
Your chance to create something truly special.
So go out there and be bold, be creative, be
Yeah, and
yourselves.
remember, at the end of the day, it's not about the perfect wedding.
It's about the perfect marriage.
Cheers to that.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into all things wedding planning.
We hope you learned some valuable tips.
And until next time, happy planning.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you